thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Jean Milligan has lived in Wynwood Hills near the Oak Cliff Country Club almost 30 years. A former DISD talented and gifted teacher, she attends town hall meetings, writes letters to the police chief and mayor, and has signed up to speak before the city council. She wants to protect the neighborhood she loves.
We are middle class ordinary citizens. We like clean streets. We like things done well. We want our streets taken care of. I think the city is very positive, and I think they feel as though a lot of people in this neighborhood are like me. So we get pretty much the best of everything, and I just want it to continue.
Milligan says her current council representative, Mayor Pro Tem Don Hill, has delivered for her district. She wants her next representative to do the same.
Don has made sure we had a clean neighborhood. He made sure we all have paved alleys that cars and trucks can travel up and down. No problem. He has been a representative of trying to maintain the neighborhood.
In her race against Attorney Von Seal Jones Hill, Betty Culbreth touts her experience with the Dallas Housing Authority and Dallas County Health and Human Services Department. At a recent candidates forum in South Dallas, Culbreth said a marketing campaign for District 5 is one of her top priorities.
One of the biggest problems with getting businesses to come to the southern sector is image, other than infrastructure, image. And to me, that will help the economic development part. If we change the image, people will come.
But Culbreth's former boss, County Commissioner John Wiley Price, endorsed her opponent, Von Seal Jones Hill. Culbreth dismissed the slight.
Knowing him very well, it did not surprise me at all. John's a strange person, so I'm not offended by it, but in his heart, he knows who the best council candidate is.
Culbreth also has new ideas to reduce crime.
We have 20-some-odd police departments in the city of Dallas. Those need to be utilized more than just for those little specific areas. Dart police should be able to police anywhere, not just on Dart property. The police is the police.
Meanwhile, Von Seal Jones Hill is a former municipal judge and ordained Methodist minister who sees the southern sector as key to the city's future success.
We have opportunities with the Trinity Project. We have opportunities with the Inland Port. We have opportunities with the planning for water use. We have opportunity to turn around the crime situation. We have opportunity to impact educational institutions, residential stability, and especially economic development. It's a tremendous time to be at the forefront of leadership in the southern sector and in this city. And I have the ability to articulate the needs of the district and to move forward in consensus with other leaders to work together with people and make a difference for the southern sector and in the city at large.
District 5 resident Jean Milligan says the winner will have to compromise to maintain the quality of life she and her neighbors prize.
I'm interested in having a representative who is articulate, intelligent, and able to work with the whole council to achieve.
Don Hill's seat is just one of four Southern Council districts to be determined in the Dallas runoff. Early voting continues through Tuesday. Election day is Saturday, June 16th. For KERA 90.1, I'm Catherine Cuellar.